Thank you. Well, as you know, we are continuing to work to try to comprehend and understand the terrible tragedy that occurred on the campus yesterday. We send our thoughts and prayers to the families and friends of our students, and we must begin to work through the process of providing assistance to them. It is very difficult for me to express how we feel about what has occurred on campus, but I want to assure you that we're doing everything possible to move forward. We're here this morning to provide you with the latest information involving the tragedy yesterday. Captain Flincham and State Police Colonel Steve Flaherty will provide you with the latest information on the investigation, and we'll continue to work with law enforcement agencies to notify family members of the deceased. So as we do that, and as I know many of you will approach some of these families, please keep in mind the terrible tragedy that they're experiencing. I have some additional information regarding how the Virginia Tech community will move forward and begin recovery in the next hours and days. First of all, Virginia Tech will cancel all classes for the remainder of the week to allow students the time they need to grieve and seek assistance as needed. The university will reopen administrative operations beginning tomorrow, Wednesday, April 18th, understanding that some faculty and staff may wish to take additional time off this week to cope with this tragedy and to deal with their fellow colleagues and friends. We ask individual employees to communicate with their supervisors of their schedules for the balance of the week. We will close Norris Hall for the remainder of the semester. Staff are currently working to arrange alternative locations for the classrooms and for faculty offices. Counseling and other resources are available for students, faculty, and staff, and students may receive counseling at McComas Hall, and counselors will be available for extended hours. Employees may receive needed support by going to the Brush Mountain Room in the Squire Student Center throughout the day. Now, as you know, the university will be holding a convocation this afternoon at 2 p.m. in Castle Coliseum. This is the first time the university community will come together since this tragedy has occurred and to share our collective sorrow. President George Bush and First Lady Laura Bush, Governor Tim Kaine and Mrs. Kaine, members of our Board of Visitors, members of the clergy, our students, and poet Nikki Giovanni are going to share some messages of condolences to the family and friends of victims and words of hope to all of us as we move forward. Again, we want to encourage all the members of the Virginia Tech community to attend. Should the Coliseum be full, the event, we hope, will be broadcast on the campus cable station. I know that the Virginia Tech community and certainly the world at large continues to struggle with these horrible events, and we hope that some of the steps that we're taking today and in the coming days will help that healing process. Thank you.